Good morning. It is a Monday morning. That means Yancey Roy, the Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday, joins us. Good morning, Yancey.
Good morning, Dave.
Republicans are convening in Albany today. We're going to get a look at some potential candidates. Give us an update.
That's right. All of the county-level chairmen are going to be meeting at a downtown hotel. They're going to hear from candidates who say they want to perhaps pursue a statewide run. And the ones we know that are going to address the group include a couple of people from Congress, Lee Zeldin from Long Island, Elise Stefanik from Schuylerville, as well as the two candidates who ran in the last two races for governor, Rob Astorino, the former Westchester County executive, and Mark Molinaro, the Dutchess County executive, also scheduled to speak is Andrew Giuliani. Among those five, and we don't know if that's where the candidate will come from, Zeldin has certainly raised a lot of money, reports of him having about $2 million on hand right now. A couple of things to note, though, you know, the Republicans still don't know who they might be running against, Andrew Cuomo facing an impeachment inquiry, and there's going to be some headwinds against any GOP candidate. The number of GOP registered voters now only represents 22% of the total in New York State, and they number less than the number of independent voters in the state.
Now let's turn to the state Democratic Party chairman, Mr. Jacobs, and what's happening there.
Yeah, Jay Jacobs of Long Island is more and more often fighting publicly with his own party, especially the left side of his party. He talked to Newsday in a long interview at the end of last week, said that he was tired of the left side bullying moderates and impugning their motives. He said they're pushing the socialist label too much and they're giving Republicans too much ammunition for elections. Among the things that he said was, quote, there's a battle going on and we have to recognize it for control and direction of the party. Now, of course, there are a whole lot of new, younger and more progressive members from the Democratic Party in the state legislature, and they are responding by saying Jay Jacobs is perhaps out of touch and maybe questioning whether he should be the one to continue to lead the party as chairman in the future. Of course, they also say that he is protecting Governor Cuomo, who, as we said, is embattled right now.
He is Yancey Roy, Albany Bureau Chief for Newsday. You can read those stories and more at newsday.com. Yancey, thanks. We'll catch up with you next Monday.
Thanks, Dave.